in the Birkat HaMazon of Shabbat, one has to insert the special paragraph of Retzeh V'Halitzenu. So the question is, let's say a person forgot to insert the Berakha Retzeh V'Halitzenu in one of the Seudot of Shabbat. So the halakha would be that, of course, on Leil Shabbat, which is Friday night, and Shabbat morning, meaning the Seudah that he has, the second Seudah of the Shabbat, he would have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon if he totally forgot it. Now, what does it mean he totally forgot it? That means he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. He started the fourth Beracha, Birkat HaMazon, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And he said the first word, La'ad. Then already, once he says the first word of the fourth Beracha, he must go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon. However, if let's say he remembered after he said the Beracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. He didn't start the fourth Beracha yet. At that point he remembered, he didn't say Retzeh V'Halitzenu. He would insert a special Beracha to replace the Retzeh V'Halitzenu. That Beracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Shabbatot Lemnucha La'amo Yisrael Be'ahava Le'ot Ulbrit, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. The Hiddush over here is twofold. Number one, let's say a person does not have that text in front of him. Let's say he's praying Ba'al Pei, he doesn't have a Sidur, and he doesn't know that Beracha by heart. So then Hacham Avadya rules in Halichot Olam, Chelek Bet, Daf Ayin He, that in such a case, he can go back to Rahim, to the Beracha of Rahim, continue and say the Tzeh V'Halitzenu, which he knows by heart, and then conclude again, V'Temni Yerushalayim in HaKodesh, and say Baruch Atah Hashem Monei Yerushalayim. So again, in the case where a person reached in the Birkat HaMazon Bnei Yerushalayim, he said it, he does not know the Beracha of Asher Natan Shabbatot, he goes back to Rahim and continues the Birkat HaMazon saying Retzeh V'Halitzenu. Second Hiddush of the Hakam is as follows. Let's say he started the fourth Beracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, with intention to say the fourth Beracha, Birkat HaMazon. But at that point he remembered that he did not say Retzeh V'Halitzenu. He can continue the Beracha of Asher Natan Shabbatot Lemnucha. Even though he started off the Beracha with intent for the fourth Beracha, he can make a reverse and just continue and finish it off with the Beracha that's inserted instead of the Retzeh V'Halitzenu. So again, let's just review. If a person should, of course, mention Retzeh V'Halitzenu in all the Birkat HaMazon of Shabbat. However, on Leil Shabbat and on Shabbat morning, specifically if a person got to the fourth Beracha and started it, and even started the first word, La'ad Ha'el Abinu, already has to go back to the beginning of Berkat HaMazon. Being specific, this only applies to the first two Seudot. It does not apply to Seudah Shlishit. Seudah Shlishit has its own dinim. However, in that case over there, a person would have to repeat the Berkat HaMazon. If he remembers that Bonei Yerushalayim, so then he inserts the Beracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Natan. If he doesn't know the Beracha, he goes back to Rahim. If he started the fourth Beracha and did not mention that, he can continue and finish off Asher Natan, Shabbatot, Lemnucha, and then he would go back to the fourth Beracha and continue the Birkat HaMazon.